First parak of Saita, first Mishnah. If a person sees his wife that is concerned that she is going into a private room with a man, he warns her. That's the first step. That's called Mekan el Ishta. So he warns his wife, do not go into a private room with this man. In order for this to take effect, and if afterwards she goes into the room with him and she will become usher to him, that's only if he warned her with two people. And afterwards, if he warned her with two people and one witness or even himself said, I saw afterwards that she went into the private room with this person, then she is eligible to have to drink the bitter waters which can cause her to die. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not enough to warn her in front of two people. Also, when she goes into the room with this person, there also have to be two witnesses. Yeah. And that is halacha. In order for her to be eligible to drink these mayim amorim, she has to have two witnesses that she was warned and two witnesses that she went into the room. It's brought down that a person should not tell his wife, don't be misyachim with such and such person, because maybe the halacha is like the opinion that holds that even though it was privately, there's another opinion I mentioned in the Mishnah, that even if you warned her privately and afterwards she went into the room with this guy, she's also to her husband. So it's not a recommended behavior because he may cause unnecessary issur to his wife.